The resolution is adopted. Next item, 831, and I've asked Kimberly if she could keep this one. Lisa, are you presenting?
Yeah.
Very good. If we could keep this one a little short, I'd appreciate it.
831, adopt the 21st Amendment to the Oregon Convention Center Urban Renewal Plan.
So, colleagues, we've seen the city's vision, investment, long-term commitment to collaboration transform the Lloyd District in recent years. And as the district's grown into a vibrant Inner East Side hub for employment, for housing, for entertainment, the partners involved in the implementation of the Oregon Convention Center plan never lost sight of one of the foundational elements that was called for in the plan, and that is the development of a convention center hotel to support and strengthen the convention center. Our partners at Metro have done an outstanding job of moving the hotel from vision to reality and to the point now where the end of construction is fast approaching. Throughout the design, the development, and construction process, the partners acknowledged the critical role that visitors and guest parking would play in the viability of the 600-room hotel. I'm pleased that Prosper Portland stepped in to contribute to the adjacent property for the development, ensure the project's overall success, and provide a long-term district amenity. I felt strongly that we also had a tremendous opportunity to leverage the garage development and potentially maximize density in this vibrant district. With that in mind, I directed Prosper Portland to explore the potential of utilizing the air rights above the garage for the possible development of a commercial office tower. The air right refinement work is now underway. While we don't know what the final outcome is going to be, I'm excited by the potential of offering the district and the city as a whole a viable and cost-effective solution to help address future public and private sector office space needs. And with that, I'll turn it over to Lisa. Good morning again.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Council. I'm Lisa Abwoff. I'm the Director of Development and Investment with Prosper Portland. And the action that's before you today is requesting to amend the Oregon Convention Center Urban Renewal Area Plan. And the action really would just not preclude a public entity or a public partner participating in the office development currently under design above the garage that's supporting the Convention Center Hotel. This action is based on the requirements of the Oregon Convention Center Urban Renewal Area Plan that was adopted by City Council Ordinance back in 1989, which requires that we bring these amendments before Council for approval should we be pursuing a project that could include a public building, and that such amendments explain how the building could serve or benefit the Urban Renewal Area Plan. We believe the development of the office tower above the Convention Center Hotel garage advances the purposes of the original plan, which included maximizing the regional job potential of the area as an economic anchor and by encouraging and supporting industries and businesses to locate in the area. We have three key areas that we've really been focused on in the Convention Center TIF district, and 100 Multnomah is located really smack dab in the middle between two, and offer really, which is the MLK Grand and the Rose Corridor areas, and it really offers a key opportunity to introduce new commercial development and to maximize the use of that site, introducing mixed use to the garage. And it's located just to the north of the Convention Center and just to the west of the new Convention Center Hotel. The Oregon Convention Center area has reached its maximum indebtedness, and the resources that we have available are what remain in the investments. And what you saw when we brought kind of our proposed budget before you is that we are focusing our investments in those key areas of the Rose Corridor, Broadway Widler, and the MLK Grand commercial couplets, with a focus on job density increase in the district. Just a brief kind of snapshot of the 100 Multnomah office project. Our intent, as expressed during the design review process, and as the mayor mentioned, was his instruction, was never to build a standalone parking garage, but in fact to come back with an office tower above the garage. To that end, we've been moving forward with that two-phase approach of design and construction on the garage. It's about to be completed and opened concurrently with the hotel. And then we have been undertaking design of the office tower in anticipation of construction over the next year or two. The office tower will be approximately 100,000 square feet and runs at kind of that north edge and right above the garage tower. What you see here are the renderings that we have been taking before the Bureau of Development Services land use process. And we've been working with BDS to ensure that we're staying on schedule and within the current building code, which is anticipated to change at the end of this year. Currently, based on our board instruction, we're preparing to list the design product that gets completed this year as fully entitled product on the market, and we wanted to make sure that we are not precluding a public partner from participating in the eventual tenanting and or development of the project. We are aware of the city's current space assessment needs work, as well as other public partners' potential interest in the project, which is why we're before you today. We will also be marketing the property with a broker for private tenants and or developer interests, and this actually in no way assumes a public tenant or partner. We have been undertaking outreach to the community, both through our budget process as well as just regular updates, and we've kept community partners apprised of the 100 Multnomah project throughout pre-development, design review, et cetera, as well as our intent to bring this action before City Council today. And both groups are supportive of the project and our agency's investment in it, particularly because it brings mixed use to this particular site and to this area of the Lloyd District. And with that, I will turn it over for any questions.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for that presentation. So am I to understand this will be a city-owned building?
No, it just doesn't preclude the city's opportunity or another public partner, such as Metro, TriMet, State, et cetera, from tenanting or developing the project. But it will not be a city-owned building. Right now, what is owned, the air rights are owned, and the design product is owned, and that's what we'll be marketing for sale.
And so you're selling the air rights to a private entity that's then going to build an office building that will be at market rate? Is that accurate?
That's correct. Or to a public partner, if a public partner is interested in purchasing the design and the air rights.
So I don't expect you to answer this, but I would hope Lloyd District has a lot of small businesses that are being priced out. And as we continue to develop or imagine what the future could hold, I'm just wondering if Prosper is having conversations about how do we protect small entrepreneurial businesses, especially in an area that has excellent public transit. And so I would hope that that would be held in the same esteem as what can you sell the air rights for, right, to the highest bidder. I think the city might have a public interest in making sure that small businesses are able to thrive in the Lloyd Center area. And I don't see just selling it to the highest bidder fulfilling that mission. So you may not, just a comment.
Yeah.
I don't know who's the right person to respond to that, probably Kimberly, but I am concerned that once you sell the air rights, it's gone. So.
Well, and it's certainly something we can take back as we think about how we're listing it with the broker. And then also, it is something we've been considering for the ground floor retail. There's actually a small footprint of ground floor retail to think specifically about that, about how small retailers and or commercial interests could be located on the ground floor of the existing garage structure.
Very good. Thank you. Public testimony, 2 minutes each, please.
Yes, we have one person signed up, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Good morning, Commissioners, again. Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and I apologize, I didn't do the historical research, but I'm sure at least two of you remember 21st Amendment gave women the right to vote. Was that so? Obviously something completely different here when we talk about the fancy bureaucratic language for the air rights to have an office tower on the west side of the new Hyatt Convention Center Hotel. It's kind of outrageous and insulting to your constituents that we can say 100,000 square feet without talking about how many floors this might be. It's not a big deal because it is a big deal financially and visually because, as Commissioner Fish just talked about, shadows and spires, we have the glass spires signature landmark, the twin glass spires of the Oregon Convention Center Hotel. And perhaps it will be incurred by a freeway expansion that this city has not uniformly opposed. I appreciate everybody on this council who has told ODOT no no more new lanes, Rose Quarter 5 expansion right here, but it'll be great to be marketing 100,000 square feet that's going to directly abut the expanded I-5 at the Rose Quarter. So let's try and work comprehensively here on the greater good, not just piecemeal. It would be great if somebody directly asked, what kind of air right limitations do we have? Can they go no higher than the hotel, higher than the hotel? But when it gets down to the average citizen, the most important thing that was talked about was what's going to happen in the retail and how do we keep, even if there's a recession, how do we get good working jobs in that little pedestrian area approaching the Rose Quarter Transit Center, keep things vibrant in the Moda Center so that there is business activity, people can afford to live just two blocks away. Shortly, the mayor and y'all will be going to open a new public housing project that's on Grand across from the hotel. So great to have some workspace jobs, but people, when they hear about you doing these things, would like to know how tall of an office tower and air rights are we talking about? Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Connectome. One of the concerns I had on this is that you stated you wanted to do primarily office, and I was thinking, why not do a mixed use with apartments and office due to the fact we have a housing shortage? So I don't know if that can still go in that direction or not, and why they may not want to do that. I'd like to hear that. Now, on the air rights, I haven't heard any idea on where this price will be negotiated. And a question I don't know if was answered yet is, who actually owns this property? I'd like to hear that statement. I'd like to know who the owner is and to have a clear understanding on this type of a project we're talking with the air rights. So, I have some concerns on this, some hesitations, and again, talking on the height limit, what are we talking, the height of the Convention Center Hotel? I assume this has been approved at the same level. So I think there's a lot of things that are really unclear here, and again, I don't know if I want to have this even move too much farther till we have some of those answers, especially who is the owner of this property. Was this negotiated with one of the major hotel owners that had a problem with the convention center, and Metro decided to slide him over a property to keep the litigation from going after them to stop that project? Is he the owner of this property? And that would be, I believe, Mr. Sunderland, if I'm correct. Was in those negotiations.
Sunland,
okay, yes, sir. Is he the owner of this property, Mr. Fish?
I think we can ask.
Okay, very good, sir. Thank you for your time.
We should put Portland Maps up on the screen, portlandmaps.com.
Thank you both. Lisa, anything you'd like to respond to there?
Sure. I was just going to add the rendering that I showed is what has been approved by Design Commission as we go through. So it'll be about 10 stories, just to answer that question, which is within the entitlement. And then the property, the air rights are owned by Prosper Portland. The garage is owned jointly between Prosper Portland and TriMet, who owns a portion, the ground floor portion, and a portion of the parking. And then we have a long-term lease with the Convention Center Hotel because it did build without any parking, so it provides all of the parking that was needed for the hotel. So the garage is co-owned between Prosper Portland and TriMet, and there will be a third, we own the air rights today, there could be a third party ownership for the air rights.
And to the question about why not include residential, is it zoning, is it?
It's actually, we've prioritized it around office, given the access to transit, and that Lloyd District is a really important job center, and that tends to be how we kind of promote our properties first and foremost for jobs. As was mentioned, I think the Housing Bureau doesn't have a significant amount of remaining resources, and so most often when we're partnering on housing projects, we're partnering with the Portland Housing Bureau around mixed income and or affordable housing.
But why not give if a private developer is going to buy options. The air rights, why not give them the option of residential or mixed use? I mean,
yeah.
I honestly don't have a strong feeling on this. I wouldn't want to live on Grand or MLK, whatever street it's facing. I'm not clear, but it's at least worth considering.
Yeah, yeah, okay, absolutely.
Thanks.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. To Commissioner Udaly's point, it's directly across the street from a lot of brand new apartment complexes, right? So I don't think housing would be like a top priority, but I agree that if you're selling the air rights, and if you're going to sell the air rights, then it should be up to the person doing the development, unless we have clear criteria for who should be invited to apply, especially if they're making sure that we have permanently affordable housing for small business, business space for small businesses. We are not investing in small businesses at all in a way that's going to help them thrive over the long haul. And so I'm just concerned we keep making the advantages for the big ones, but the small ones are still suffering.
So I want to make sure that we are also selling the design product, so we could certainly list it as the air rights for kind of any use, and then the air rights plus the design product for office use. Because what we have been taking forward is an office, because when we designed the garage specifically to carry a commercial use above.
Okay.
And I'm just curious, is the garage going to be really expensive? Because it cost a small fortune before we did the expansion with the hotel. So what's going to be the rate at this garage?
So right now it's being priced, the pricing mostly for the majority of it's being used by the hotel. So the hotel is setting the pricing via valet parking, and then we have access to it on off times or if it's not being used at full capacity for the hotel. And so the pricing's at our discretion.
Can't help but resist just noting, and I know we've got Commissioner Udaly's thing backed up, and I feel bad for people going to be waiting because we're just getting the meat of our agenda here. But we had testimony about the affordable housing development on Grand Street. And again, in the old days when that property was in the portfolio of the Portland Development Commission, it was slated to be a luxury hotel. And when it transferred to the new Portland Housing Bureau and then was subject to the guidelines of affordable housing, we ended up with the vision that we currently have, which is affordable housing there on a fantastic location. So I couldn't be prouder of that. So thank you very much.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Resolution's adopted. We are